So if you have your Bibles with you, please open it to Acts chapter 8, verse 4 to 8. No, pag-usapan po natin ang isang character sa Bible, walang iba kundi si Philip. No, and please turn your Bibles if you have. Kung wala naman, wala kayong dalang Bible, umuwi muna kayo, ibenta nyo yung bahay nyo. Bumili kayo ng Bible. Anyway, so basahin po natin ito, sabay-sabay, ready, go. Those who had been scattered preached the word wherever they went. Philip went down to a city in Samaria and proclaimed the Messiah there. When the crowds heard Philip and saw the signs he performed, they all paid close attention to what he said. For with shrieks, impure spirits came out of many, and many who were paralyzed or lame were healed. So there was great joy in that city. Amen. So nung kumalat po yung church, kahit saan sila magpumaroon, pinangaral nila ang mabuting balita at ang mga bayan-bayan ay nakakilala sa Panginoon. Ang sabi doon, there was such great joy in that particular city in Samaria where Philip went. Amen? Sabi mo nga, I am contagious.
I am contagious.
Sabi mo, I am dangerous.
I am
unstoppable.
I am powerful.
I am courageous.
Amen.
Manalangin po tayo. Panginoon, sa umagang ito, puspusin mo kami ng iyong banal na Espiritu. We worship you and we declare that you reign in our lives and you are great, Lord. And thank you, Lord, for the privilege of knowing you and being loved by you. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for so much blessings that you have accorded each and every one of us. Pagpalain mo kami, Panginoon, sa aming ninilay-nilay ng iyong mga salita. Ito'y magsilbing pagkain ng aming kaluluwa. Lakas ng aming mga diwa, ng aming espiritu, Panginoon, upang kami ay magamit mo sa iyong kapurihan at para sa iyong kaharian. Sa iyo ang papuri at luwalhati sa pangalan ng aming Panginoong Jesus. Amen and amen. Palakpakan natin ang Panginoon, mga kapatid. Praise God. So please be seated. Makakaupo na po tayo. Philip. Si Felipe o si Philip ay isa pong, hindi po ito yung Apostle Philip. But we're talking about the evangelist na nabanggit po, nagpasimulang banggitin sa aklat ng mga gawa. So, 16 times na binanggit ang kanyang pangalan sa Book of Acts. Siya po ay hindi purong Hudyo. He was a Grecian Jew or a Hellenist, kung tawagin. Kaya Hellenist, kasi po noong panahon ng Assyria, ang ginawa po niya nung nasakop yung 10 tribo sa Samaria patungong norte ng Israel, dumating po ang Assyria, approximately 700 BC. Ang ginawa po noon, yung mga Hudyo, kinuha, dinala ng Nineveh, ang Assyria, at yung ibang mga lahi, kinuha, dinala ngayon sa Samaria. So yung mga natirang mga Hudyo at mga Samarita at ibang lahi, nagkaroon sila ng mingling, intermarriage. Kaya po sila'y, kumbaga ang lahi po nila, mga mistiso. Hindi sila purong mga Hudyo. Nung unang panahon, pagka humistiso, minamaliit. Ngayon, ang mga mistiso ay hinahangaan, di ba? Kapag ang lahi mo ay ikaw ay Pilipino at Amerikano, ang iyong magulang, ang ganda ng lahi, di ba? Pilipino at Espanyol, naku, lalong maganda. No? Ang ganda ng mga combination ng mga mestizo. Okay? O yung mga lahing Italiano. Ano ba yung combination ng mga Italiano? Yung ang nanay mo ay Ita, ang tatay mo ay Ilocano. Yung magandang lahi yun. No? Kidding aside sa mga Ilocano. Okay. So, pero nung panahon, nung unang panahon, kapag kaho mestizo, ay hinahamak po yun, mga minamaliit. Kasi wala silang maipagmamalaking roots or ugat nila. Hindi nila matrace kung sino mga ninuno nila. Yan ang problema ng mga mestizo. No? At a loss ka sa identity mo. Kasi naghalo-halo na yung dugo sa'yo. Okay. So, ang mga Hellenists, o kagaya ng nitong sila Philip, ay they were despised. No, hindi po sila masyadong tinitingala nung panahon na yon. But, you know, God uses ordinary people. No? God uses all kinds of people. Kahit na nga kung saan pang lahi tayo nagmula, eh, mahal tayo ng Panginoon. Amen po ba? Amen. God is really good. He is no respecter person. He is impartial and He loves the whole world. Okay. So si Philip po ay lumutang yung kanyang pangalan nung naghanap po ng mga, kasi nung pinanganak na yung church, dumami po yung church, dumami din ang problema ng church. Yung mga apostol ay nangailangan po na magiging katuwang. So sabi ng mga apostles, we want to focus on prayer and the word of God. So ang problema, walang nag-aasikaso nung pagkain ng mga balo, yung mga tinutulungan natin, mga kawang gawa natin sa mga balo, walang nag-aasikaso, napapabayaan. So, lumutang po yung pangalan ni Stephen at saka yung pangalan ni Philip. No? Makikita po natin yan sa Acts chapter 6. No, if you tingnan po natin Acts chapter 6, pwede skip natin yung isang slide then go to Acts chapter 6. Ang sabi dito, brothers and sisters, okay, basahin natin, choose 7 men from among you who are known to be full of the Spirit and wisdom, and we will turn this responsibility over to them and will give our attention to prayer and the ministry of the word. This proposal pleased the whole group. They chose Stephen, a man full of faith and the Holy Spirit, and also Philip. Ayan. So nabagit po yung pangalan niya. Kasama si Prochorus, si Nicanor, si Timon, si Parmenas, at Nicholas from Antioch, a convert to Judaism. So, nung naghanap po sila ng mga volunteer, hindi po sila naghahanap ng kailangan natin ng preacher or kailangan natin ng magiging apostol o susunod sa yapak mga magiging successor ng ating mga leader. They were not looking for that. They were looking for dishwashers. Looking for waiters. Ang hinahanap po nila, hospitality team. Yung magluluto, pagkatapos magluto, sila din ang maghahain. Pagkatapos maghain, kung kumain na po yung mga balo, no, sila rin ang magliligpit. Yun po ang trabaho na hinahanap. Okay? At doon ho, sumwak ang curriculum vitae, ang resume ni Philip, sumwak doon. Kaya kasama siya sa mga taong ni-recruit to serve. No? Not for a high position, but for a menial task. In fact, hindi po binanggit dito na sila yung mga diakono. Also, sa Bible, uso yung may mga deacons eh, or may mga diakono, mga ministers. But they were not given that title. They had no title, but they had the function. They had no position, but they had the responsibility. Kaya, yan ang pasimula ng mga lalaki at babae na very influential, no? They start at the bottom. Ang katangian ng mga contagious na mga tao, number one na katangian, they have the willingness to serve. Amen po ba? So that's number one. If you want to be contagious, there has to be a willingness to serve. Not to become the leader. Lahat, marami gusto kong maging leader eh. Pero sino naman yung magiging follower at sino yung magsaserve? Marami gusto na sila yung nasa front line, sila yung nagsasalita, sila yung kinukonsulta. But few would desire to become just, you know, rank and file laborers, no? Pangkaraniwan na wala sa limelight. And Philip was such a man. He was willing to serve. He didn't care if he has the title or not. He didn't care kung siya ay kasama sa group ng mga leaders. No, he didn't care about that. What he cared about is serving people. No. Paano ba ako makapaglilingkod sa mga nangangailangan? So, ang gandang katangian po ng mga contagious sa mga tao, no? we have this willingness to serve. He was not just filled with the Holy Spirit and filled with wisdom like Stephen, but he had this godly character. Okay. Pagkatapos po noon, nagkaroon ng persecution. So, dahil sa si Saul, yung pinaka-antagonist, staunch opponent ng Christianity, ay sinimulang usigin ng mga Kristiyano. So, natigil na yung feeding ministry, yung pagpapakain sa mga tao, sa mga balo. Kasi nawala na rin yung sentro nila eh. At dahil doon, nagkaroon ng diaspora. Diaspora is the scattering of the Christians. At nung kumalat na po sila, okay, pagkalat po nila, si Philip ay kasamang napakalat. Napatakbo po sila patungong Samaria. And then they began serving there. Beyond simply serving people food, nagsimula na pong mag-launch itong si Philip into the preaching ministry. Okay. So bago maging preacher, itong si Philip, servant muna siya. Bago siya maging parang the evangelist, kasi he is known today as Philip the evangelist, bago siya nakilala na the evangelist, siya po ay servant. Bago po ako naging pastor ng Cross World o ng Christ and Throne Church, ang amin po mga trabaho nung unang panahon sa church ay tagabunot, tagalampaso ng simbahan, bahay pa ni Kaadot ni Kalidia. So kami ho, tagalinis, tagalampaso, taga-wax, taga-bunot, no? Taga-salansa ng mga silya. Yan po mga trabaho namin noon, tagalagay ng kurtina, taga-ayos po ng mga dekorasyon. Wala pang ano noon eh, wala pang projector noon, ang mga gamit pa namin noon, Manila paper, no? Na tinaturn na ganun. Okay, at ibabalik muli. Ulitin-uli natin. Ibabalik na naman natin ganun. Tapos nag-level up po kami, ang nagamit naman mga overhead projector, di ba? Yung parang kalabo-labo na ano, na may transparency ka tapos ipa-flash mo ganun. Minsan medyo nagiging high-tech kami kapag gumagamit kami ng slide projector. May color naman 'yun. Pero ngayon, hindi mo na kailangan ng backdrop, no? With the LED, you can play with the graphics, no, in the computer. Pero if you want God to use you must be willing to start at the bottom. Amen po ba? Amen po ba? Marami kasi mga tao, hindi magamit ng Panginoon kasi gusto niya mataas agad ang posisyon. Marami ding mga tao na hindi umasenso kasi nga, naghihintay ng trabaho na gusto niya maganda. No, yung bang kung ano yung available ayaw niya, ang gusto niya yung may managerial agad ang position. No? Ang gusto niya sa Makati magtatrabaho, ang gusto niya naka white collar. No? Ayaw niya nung laborer, ayaw niya tagahalo ng semento, ayaw niya ng mason, ayaw niya ng karpintero. Kaya yung iba, walang trabaho. Maraming walang trabaho hindi dahil walang trabaho, kundi namimili ng trabaho. Amen ba? Amen po ba? Kaya hindi umaasenso, hindi dahil walang trabaho. There are lots of job opportunities and business opportunities around, but people are choosy. Filipinos are choosy. Yun ang problema sa atin. Kaya maraming mga graduate, mas madalas, dahil nga ang kita ng BPO agent, di ba mga call center agent, is ranging from 15,000 to 20,000. So maraming nurses, maraming mga, alam mo yun, iba nga graduate ng matataas na education, and yet they end up no in the call center. Medyo challenging maging agent ng call center with the schedule and with the exposure, no? Sabi nga doon daw sa call center, pagkat tiningnan mo yung karinderya o yung kanilang cafeteria, dalawa lang daw doon ang top two seller nila, best seller nila. Tanongin niyo ako kung ano. Dalawa, top seller nila. Number one, coffee. Number two, condom. So that's the challenge, no? Kapag ka nandun ka. I'm not against being a call center agent, pero marami kang haharapin ng mga challenges, no, sa paligid-ligid mo. But anyway, alam mo ba na may mga trabaho na mas malaki pa ang kita sa call center agent? Gusto mo ba malaman kung ano yung mga trabaho na yon? May mga trabaho na kung tututukan mo, mas malaki pa ang kikitain mo kesa sa call center agent. Ano daw yon? Barker ng jeepney. Yung palima-limang piso sa isang pwesto, 100 jeepney yung dadaan. And even more, yun daw nagtitinda ng fishball tsaka ng kwek-kwek, mas malaki pa ang kita doon sa mga nagbi-BPO. Kaya lang, ayaw nung ibang magtinda ng fishball at ng kwek-kwek kasi parang hindi bagay sa kanya. Tama? Tayo kasi mga Pilipino, masyado tayong particular sa imahe. Pag nakita ng mga tao na nagtitinda ka, parang ang baba ng tingin sa'yo kasi tindera ka lang. Sa totoo lang, yung tindero ng fishbowl dun sa Meralco, no? Eh, napag-aral na yung mga anak niya sa kolehiyo dahil doon sa pagtitinda ng fishbowl. Yung mga nagre-repair ng sapatos at saka nagre-repair ng payong, yung malalaki din ang kita niya. Hindi, minamaliit natin, pero malalaki kita niya. Jeepney driver, malaki ang kita. Isa pa na malaki ang kita, no, kaya lang ayaw ng marami, ay ano, embalsamador. In demand po yan, mga kapatid. Kasi po, matindi ang statistics. One out of one person dies. Isipin mo yun? Isa sa bawat isang tao na mamatay. Kaya ho yung pag-iimbalsa mo, eh talaga hong malaking kita niyan. No? Maganda hong business yan. Mga nag-iisip, magandang business yan. No? So, dapat lang ayusin natin ang mga sarili natin. No? We must be willing to serve. No? Kahit na gaano ka baba, huwag tayong masyadong pihikan sa trabaho. Amen? Sabi mo nga sa nasa kanan mo, sabi mo, huwag kang mapili. No. Sabi mo sa nasa kaliwa mo, sabi mo, huwag kang pihikan. Ganon din naman sa trabaho, ganon din naman sa ministry, sa church. Sometimes, I don't want to get involved kasi hindi akong leader. Intern lang ako. I don't want to get involved kasi gusto ko sa praise team. Nasa harap. Gusto ko yung dance. Gusto ko, ayoko yung nandun sa Sunday school. Bakit? Hindi nakikita yun eh. Kaya nga, saludo ako dun sa mga nasa Sunday school kids zone natin. Kasi nga, hindi sila nakikita. And yet, they are doing very well in the kingdom of God. Pwede pang palapakan natin sila. You know, the platform for your promotion is servanthood. If you want to be great, you must be the servant of all. Amen. Kaya nga mga Pilipino ay kilala sa buong mundo na the servant nation. We are the servant nation. Minamaliit-maliit tayo, minamata-mata tayo kasi ang mga Pilipino daw ay mga domestic helpers. Ang mga Pilipino ay mga tagalinis ng puwit ng iba. No? Tagapalit ng diaper. No? Yung mga Pilipino, yun daw ang gusto mga trabaho. No? Actually, hindi naman talaga gusto. Wala lang mapagpilian. No, kaya pag pumunta ng Europa, pumunta ng United Kingdom, pumunta ng Amerika, Canada, ang talaga nagiging trabaho ay mga kasambahay sa Singapore, no, kasambahay at caregivers, no. Pero alam nating lahat na sa buong mundo, ang hinahanap po ng mga tao, lalo sa mga European people, kahit sa Saudi, ang hinahanap nila mga tao na mga mag-work for them are Filipinos. Bakit daw? Kasi Filipinos, they work beyond their call of duty. Alam nyo ba yun? Alam nating lahat yun, di ba? Pag may inassign ka sa Pilipino, gagawa yan ng higit sa kanyang oras, higit sa oras na inaasahan sa kanya, higit sa trabaho na ine-expect sa kanya. Bubuting tingin, bubusisiin lahat. No, kasi ganun magmahal ang mga Pilipino. Kaya nga, minamali-mali tayo, pero I believe that that will be the platform so that the Philippines will be promoted by God. Amen? We are a servant nation, or sabihin natin we are a slave people, but God will literally elevate us. At ganun nga nangyayari. Nung nasa Europa po kami, at nasa United Kingdom, kahit sa Singapore, you know, people are saying na nagagalit ang mga iba sa Pilipino, lalo yung mga nasa managerial position, because Filipinos, they are so good. Na nagsimula sa ibaba, napopromote ang napopromote. Hanggang sa yung mga Europeans, kasi nga ayaw nila magtrabaho, nakukuha ng mga Pilipino yung magagandang posisyon sa kumpanya. Kaya may mga like Singapore, pinagbawal na yung ano, yung renewal ng contract ng mga Pilipino. Maraming mga nag-work sa Singapore na umuwi na ng Pilipinas. Bakit? Nainggit ang mga Singaporean, nainggit, nagselos sila kasi nauwawalan sila ng trabaho. Ganon din sa Europe, nawawalan sila ng managerial post kasi nakukuha ng mga Pilipino. Ganon kagaling ang Pinoy. Amen? Amen ba? Sabi mo sa katabi mo, ang galing mo talaga. Pinoy tayo eh, magaling tayo eh. Amen? Kaya kahit saang parte ng mundo, talagang aasenso ka. Kasi masipag na natural ang mga Pilipino. Kaya nga, sinasabi namin, doon sa mga European na walang trabaho at sa mga Singaporean na nawawala ng trabaho, pwede naman sila pumunta ng Pilipinas kasi kailangan natin dito ng mga katulong, kailangan natin ng driver, kailangan natin ng janitor, kailangan natin, di ba? Di ba? Amen ba? Darating yung araw na yon na sila na ang magiging driver natin, ano? Sila na ang magiging PA natin. British ang PA ko. Ayan. Driver mo, German. No? Galing, ano? Ang cook mo, French. Wow, ang bira. Ba, hindi masamang mangarap. No? Because we know that God will really bring the Philippines. No? Because God has a prophetic destiny for the Philippines. God has a prophetic word for the Philippines. Sabi, in the last days, there will be 7 nations who will experience tremendous revival at isa doon ang Pilipinas. Amen? Pwede bang palakpakan natin ng Panginoon? And we pray, Lord God, visit the Philippines, Lord. Sana wag mo nang patagalin. Dalhin mo na po yung revival sa Pilipinas para po talagang yung maglagablab at magliyab ang buong bansa. At magdulot ito ng talagang kasaganaan sa ating bayan. Amen. Hallelujah. Kaya panatilihin natin yung servant spirit. Amen? Yung servant spirit na yan. Di namimili ng trabaho, hindi pihikan sa ministry, no, gagawin para sa Panginoon. Kahit mahirap, kahit hindi nakikita, kahit hindi napaparangalan, kahit hindi napapalakpakan, maglilingkod kasi mahal si Lord. Amen? So that's number one, willingness to serve. Pangalawa, hindi lang willingness to serve, but willingness to speak. Sabi sa verse 1 in chapter 8 ng Book of Acts, on that day, a great persecution broke out against the church in Jerusalem, and all, except the apostles, were scattered throughout Judea and Samaria. Godly men buried Stephen and mourned deeply for him. But Saul began to destroy the church, going from house to house. He dragged off both men and women and put them in prison. So dahil po sa kagagawan ni Saulo, ni Saul, nagpulasan po ang mga Kristiyano. Tumakas palayo ng Jerusalem hanggang nakarating ng Judea at Samaria yung mga nagtakasan ng mga Kristiyano kasi nga para mailigtas ang kanilang mga sarili. They were scattered. And then verse 4, those who had been scattered preached the word wherever they went. Kung titingnan mo, parang negative yung persecution, ano? Parang inusig ka ng bansa, inusig ka ng gobyerno, inusig ka ng mga religious leaders. Parang feeling mo talo, natalo yung mga mananampalataya. Pero yung pala, pinahintulutan ng Diyos yun para nung nagpulasan yung mga Kristiyano, kahit saan sila makarating, daladala nila ang pangalan ni Kristo. So they preached the word wherever they went. Ito na yung promotion ni Philip. From being a servant, he became a speaker. He preached the word wherever they went. Philip went down to a city in Samaria and proclaimed the Messiah there. Ang isa lang naman ang mensahe ni Felipe, the Messiah, Jesus Christ. When the crowds heard Philip and saw the signs he performed, they all paid close attention to what he said. For with shrieks, impure spirits came out of many, and many who were paralyzed or lame were healed. So there was great joy in that city. So wherever Philip went, kahit saan siya makarating, dala-dala niya yung mabuting balita. At ang sabi, lahat ng datna ni Philip, nagtatamo ng matinding kaligayahan. No? There was great joy in that city. Alam mo yung pagpupunta ka sa isang lugar, lumiligaya yung mga tao. Pagpupunta ka sa isang event, no? Bago ka umalis o pag-alis mo, ang tao ang sasaya because you were there. Philip was not like that. He was a bringer of joy. Why? Kasi ang dala-dala niya napakabuting balita. Ang dala-dala niya, glad tidings of great joy. The Messiah has come. Yung pinakahihintay na tagapagligtas. Yung mag-aangat sa atin sa kasalanan, magpapatawad ng ating kasalanan, magbabangon sa atin mula sa kahirapan, at magpapalayat sa atin mula sa pagkakaalipin ay nandito na. At hindi lang siya nangaral, no? Ang sabi doon, he performed miracles. He preached with signs and wonders, and miracles happen. I challenge ang bawat isa sa atin. Yes, we should start serving the Lord sa maliliit na mga bagay, sa maliliit na posisyon. Pero dapat, huwag kang manatili lang doon. Sabi, martial lang ako, huwag na akong pag-preachin. O kaya, usher lang ako, huwag na akong mag-lead ng life group. No? Or, dapat, foundation lang yung servanthood. No? Because God will bring us to the next level, and that is impacting people. And how do you impact people? Hindi lang sa pamamagitan ng paglilingkod mo. You have to say the word. Kasi kahit mabuting tao ka sa kapitbahay mo, nakita ng mga kapitbahay mo, ang bait ng kapitbahay natin. No? Nakikita kayo lagi, nagmamahal lang kayo mag-asawa, ang mga anak ninyo'y magagalang, no? Tapos, malinis kayo sa paligid, nagwawalis kayo ng daan, pati yung kapitbahay mo, winawalisan mo, ang bait mo talaga. No? Tapos, pagka merong galing ka sa malayo, papasalubungan mo yung kapitbahay mo, di ba? Napakabuti mong kapitbahay. Ano? Kailan hindi ka naman nagsasalita? I mean, how will your neighbor know that Jesus is the answer to their needs if we don't speak up? We need words. Kailangan marinig nila yung mabuting balita. Hindi lang yung ma-impress sila at ma-bless sila na yung kapitbahay namin napakabait. Yung kapitbahay namin ay matulungin. Yung kapitbahay namin ay mapagmahal at magagalang. No? Pero kung hindi ka magsasalita at hindi mo i-share the good news that Jesus Christ is the Savior, then how else will they know? Your good words are good, but they need the good news. They need to hear that Jesus is the only way, the truth, and the life. Dapat nilang marinig na si Jesus lang, kasi kung hindi nila makikita at maunawaan si Jesus, mapapahamak sila sa impyerno. Kasi minsan di natin naiisip yun eh. Iisip kasi natin, mababait naman yung kapitbahay ko, siguro sa langit sila pupunta. Matulungin din yung kapitbahay ko, siguro, alam mo yon. Parang hindi mo nakikita yung kadelikaduhan ng buhay na wala si Kristo. Hindi natin nararamdaman, no, yung panganib na yung kaklasiko, kahit magkasama at magkaibigan kami at nagkokopyahan kami, kung hindi niya maririnig ang mabuting balita, sa impyerno rin siya pupunta. There is an urgency. There is the gravity ng situation if we remain silent. Please don't remain silent. Don't just serve silently. Speak up. Amen? Don't just model Christianity. Share. Speak up with words. I-engage natin ang mga tao. After showing them what Christians really are, now we are loving, we are caring, we are compassionate people, dapat ang dulo nun talagang i-engage mo siya para sabihin, dumating man na ba sa buhay mo na kung sakaling mamatay ka, alam mo kung saan ka pupunta. Dumating na ba sa'yo yun? Chances are, maraming mga kapitbahay at mga kaklase natin would say, hindi ko alam kung saan ako pupunta pag namatay ako. Doon mo ngayon sasabihin na mabuting balita. Pwede mong malaman. Pwede mong malaman. At si Jesus ang sagot. Amen? So we better speak up. We better share. Okay? Si Stephen, maaaring marami siyang dahilan para sabihin na wag na lang ako magsalita. And one reason na pwede niyang sabihin ay yung barkada ko na si Esteban, na si Stephen, nung nagsalita, namatay eh. Binato. Bakit pa ako magsasalita? Why should I put my life in danger? Whereas my friend, my buddy, my BFF was stoned to death by proclaiming the name of Jesus. You know, Philip was never traumatized by that incident. In fact, he owned the vision. He owned Jesus. Na hindi na siya naghintay ng kailangan na mag-preach yung apostol, kailangan na mag-preach yung pastor, kailangan sila ang mag-lead, no? Hindi. Merong ownership, merong sense of ownership si Philip, kagaya ni Stephen. Si Stephen, nung nasa harapan siya ng Sanhedrin, pwede siya mag-reason out no na, ano lang ako eh, sarhento lang ako eh, ang habulin nyo yung general namin, si Pedro. No? Nautusan lang naman ako na mag-preach. Huwag niya naman akong gisahin dito. But, you know, Stephen, he owned Jesus. And he owned the vision. And he owned, no, yung mission. Na kahit siya lang mag-isa, tatayo siya. Nung lumingon siya, wala yung mga leader eh. Siya lang mag-isa eh. And that he spoke boldly. Ganon din si Philip. Hindi na lumingon-lingon kung sino yung susuporta sa kanya. He just preached the word. Boldly. Strongly. Kaya nga kapag ka medyo matapang tayo nag-preach, alam mo, kapag ka ikaw talagang persuasive ka pag nag-preach ka, talagang bigay na bigay ka pag nag-preach ka, maniniwala mga tao eh. Bisa nga, kahit mali sinasabi mo eh. Eh, yun ang turo sa akin nung nagnunus ako sa FEBC. Sabi nga, alam mo Al, sabi niya ganun nung nagnunuscaster ako noon, basta gandahan mo ang timbre ng boses mo, kahit mali ang pronunciation mo, hindi na mapapansin ng mga tao. Kaya dinadaan ko na lang sa modulation ng boses. Dinadaan ko sa ganun. Eh, dami nag-ano sa akin nagtumatawag sa akin na mali ang pagkakapronounce po ninyo, hindi po belay. Sabi ko, the government belay the allegation. Yeah. Ipala belay. Eh, dinaan ko na lang sa modulation. No? Misa may mga tao gano'n, no? Diba? Ilang beses ka nang napa-oo sa mga ahente dahil sa pagkakaganda ng presentation. Pero nung nabili mo na, sising-sisi ka. Diba? Ba't ba ako napasok dito? Kasi nga, nagoyo ka nung galing nung pagsasalita. E kaya tayo, kapag mangaral tayo, pag isa-share natin si Jesus, dapat may kuting ganun, merong energy. Sabi mo nga, energy! Huwag mong sabihin FM. Sabi mo, energy. You're talking about heaven. You're talking about Jesus and you must have all the energy and enthusiasm that you need. Eh kasi kung magyayaya ka ng mga tao, sabi mo, Alam mo, punta ka naman sa church namin. Maganda doon. Masaya. At kapag ka pumunta ka sa church namin, magiging kamukha kita. Kung ano yung pag-iimbita mo sa church, wala talaga mangyayari. Pero sabi mo, bro, sis, beshi, ang ganda ng ginagawa ng Lord doon sa Crossworld, punta ka! Ano yun? Misa, alam mo kung ano yun. Maiintriga ka, ang ganda doon ang nangyayari doon. Pupunta talaga yung mga kaklase mo at mga kapitbahay mo. Why? Because we have the enthusiasm that goes with it. Amen? Amen ba? Medyo sikuhin mo nga yung katabi mo. Sabi mo, energy! Merong isang nagtuturo doon sa mga pastor para daw mag-preach. I think it was Charles Spurgeon, no? Nung sinabi niya, tinuturuan niya yung mga bagong-bagong mga pastor. Sabi niya, kapag ka magsasalita ka tungkol sa heaven, no? Pagka ang preaching mo o ang talk mo ay tungkol sa langit, dapat kitang-kita sa mukha mo. Nag-glow ang iyong mga mata. Nagniningning ang iyong mga mata. May ngiti sa iyong labi. At kitang-kita ang excitement mo kapag ka ang topic mo ay langit. Ngayon, pagka naman ang topic mo, impyerno, pwede na yung pangkaraniwang mong mukha. But we're talking about heaven. Amen. Kaya nga yung mga tao, they had great joy when they received Jesus. Kasi si Jesus ang sagot sa ating mga pangangailangan. Amen. Kaya nga, never be afraid, no? Kahit nga yung mga nakaharap ni Philip ay isang magician, si Simon. Sabi sa verse 9, now for some time, you know, a man named Simon had practiced sorcery in the city and amazed all the people of Samaria. He boasted that he was someone great. Kung isipin mo to, power encounter to, kasi magician yung kaharap niya eh. Ang tawag sa kanya, the great power of God. They followed him because he had amazed them for a long time with his sorcery. But when they believed Philip, as he proclaimed the good news of the kingdom of God in the name of Jesus Christ, they were all baptized, both men and women. Simon himself believed and was baptized, and he followed Philip everywhere, astonished by the great signs and miracles that he saw. Kaya po kahit ang kaharap mo ay dignitary, ang kaharap mo magician, ang kaharap mo nakakatakot, intimidating, anong sabi ng Panginoong Jesus? Never be afraid, because the Holy Spirit will supply the words. He will give you the words. Just open your mouth and the Holy Spirit will give you exactly what you need to say right at that moment. Amen ba? Takot ka sa boss mo. Eh, ba't hindi mo buksan yung bibig mo at manalangin ka, Holy Spirit, bigay mo sa akin yung tamang word para yung boss ko, masyaran ko ng gospel. Lord, yung aking mga co-employee, yung aking mga ka-amiga, yung mga dabar cards ko, Lord, tulungan mo ako na masyaran ko ng gospel yung mga dabar cards ko. At ang sabi doon, ang Holy Spirit ang magbibigay sa atin ng tamang salita. Amen? Ang Pilipino po ay gifted talaga, gifted ng Lord sa buong mundo ng mahuhusay na mga tagapagsalita. No? Magaling po ang dila ng mga Pilipino. No? Kayang-kaya ng dila ng Pilipino na mag-adjust sa lingwahe. Di ba? Madali mong matutunan ng ibang dialect, madali kang mag-aral ng Ilocano, madali kang mag-aral ng Pangalatok, madali kang... At ang dila ng Pilipino, magaling talaga. Tama ba? Amen ba? Yung aking bunsong anak, lagi akong sinatanong, kaya mo to, papa, kaya mo to. Minikaniko ni Monico ang makina ng minika ni Monica. Kaya mo ba yun, papa? Sabi ko, hindi ko yata kaya. Ang galing nung anak ko. No, maliit pa lang na bata, pero grabe yung tatas ng kanyang salita. And Filipinos are gifted by God with such adjustable tongue. Napakahusay po nating magsalita. Kaya nga, BPO, mga agent, mga Pilipino ang hinahanap. Kasi galing po natin mag-English. Kaya let's use that talent, that gift of God, no, in sharing, in speaking, in being outspoken about God, about faith about Jesus. Huwag tayong patalo sa mga maiingay, no? Maraming mga tao, maiingay lang sila eh. They're so passionate about something, you know. Homosexuals are passionate about their cause. Yung mga civil rights people, they're so passionate about, ang iingay po nila. Tahis tayong mga Kristiyano, tahimik lang sa isang sulok. Apihin nyo kami. Kami kagaya ni Jesus, ipako niya sa krus, kami ay hindi kikibo. Kami hindi iimik. Ay, hindi pwedeng ganun, mga kapatid. Lalamunin po tayo ng sistema if we don't speak up. Amen? God has given us the words. He has given us the Bible, no? Ang Biblia po. The Bible is alive. The Word of God is alive. We have the words of life. Words that gives joy. Kaya ishare po natin ang mabuting balita sa iba. Amen? Amen? Words are powerful. Let me show you a brief clip of someone. In fact, I think he's one of the best debaters. But he mentioned about speaking wisely. No, let's just listen to this guy.
You could smoke for years and nothing will ever happen to you.
What?
All you all think smoking kills?
Let me tell you something.
Do you know that the amount of people dying from diabetes are 3 times as many people dying from smoking? Yet if I pulled a Snicker bar, nobody would say anything. Do you know that the leading cause of lung cancer is that actually a cigarette? It's your DNA. I use these arguments, even though I just made them up, with a group of my friends. And the results, 5 of them believed what I said. 2 of them started smoking. Words, when said and articulated in the right way, can change someone's mind. You have the power to bring someone from the slums of life and make a successful person out of them. Or destroy someone's happiness using only your words. Does that seem a bit too good to be true? A simple choice of word can make a difference between someone accepting or denying your message. Have you ever wondered why nobody cares about global warming, even though it's a very serious issue? It could kill all of us. Because when you go home and you flip on the TV and you see a scientist trying to talk about global warming, it goes something like this.
Ladies and gentlemen, as you can see from the graphs here, the statistics for 2014, it shows the water level is rising. This table shows that the monodioxic level in the third ozone layer is in a very alarming position.
The message never get across. But most importantly, if you are a person who's a role model, if you're a person who's been admired, anything you say could be believed. Anything you utter could be taken as truth. My friend Nasser, he loved his father. Idealized his father. But his father was the kind of person who's not easy to impress. And year after year, Nasser tried and his father's like, yeah. First year in college, Nasser got straight A's. And he thought to himself, this is it. This which will finally make my dad proud. He picked up the phone. He called his dad. Dad, I got straight A's. Are you proud? Please tell me you're proud, father. Yeah, listen, son. I'll have to call you back. I'm busy. I'm busy was the single sentence that broke the camel's back. And he started drinking, doing drugs, hanging out with the wrong crowd. Nasser, why? If the one person in the world that I care about the most doesn't care, then why should I? And one evening I got the phone call. Nasser's in the emergency room. Drug overdose. I rushed to that hospital. I saw him on that bed, and I saw that machine go beep,
beep, beep.
And I saw doctors try to bring him back to life. Clear! Clear! It's clear that a single word could have saved this life. Words have power. Words are power. Words could be your power. You can change a life, inspire a nation, make this world a beautiful place. Your mouth can spit venom, or it can mend a broken soul. Ladies and gentlemen, let that be our goal.
Hey, palapakan natin ang Lord. Speak wisely, sabi niya. But more than just words, no? We have the living word. Amen? We have the words of hope. The words of God. Alive. No? Can bring dead people to life. Kaya kapatid, huwag natin ipagkait ito sa mga tao. Amen. Hallelujah. So Philip became contagious. Why? Because number one, he has the willingness to serve. Pangalawa, he has the willingness to speak. Panghuli, he was contagious because he has the willingness to sacrifice. Can you say sacrifice? Yeah. People, influential people are the people who have nothing to lose. And nothing to hide and nothing to fear. See, Philip, he was so sensitive to the Holy Spirit and he was so surrendered to the Holy Spirit. Sabi sa verse 28, now an angel of the Lord said to Philip, go south to the road, the desert road that goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza. And so he started out and on his way he met an Ethiopian eunuch, an important official in charge of all the treasury of the Candace, which means the queen of the Ethiopians. This man had gone to Jerusalem to worship. Kung ikaw ba si Philip, and you had a great ministry in Samaria, people are following you, listening to you, you have a crowd of believers and disciples, no? And then all of a sudden, the Holy Spirit will call upon you and say, can you leave your ministry because I want you to go to another place. Will you be willing to do that? You know, that's counterintuitive. Logically speaking and strategically speaking, that is counterintuitive. It doesn't make sense. Yung bang ang ganda na ng ministry mo, ang ganda na, multitudes are coming to the Lord. And then all of a sudden, sabi niya, iwanan mo yung ministry mo, pumunta ka dito sa isang lugar na ito. Would you have gone? But Philip was so sensitive and he was surrendered to the Holy Spirit that he went. Hindi niya sinabi na, no way, Lord, ang ganda na ng ministry ko dito, komportable na ako dito, okay na ako dito, Lord. Huwag mo na akong dalhin sa iba pang lugar. But he went nevertheless. Pwede rin niya siyang mag-argue. Sabihin niya, Lord, of all places, bakit naman Jerusalem? Eh, doon, Lord, eh, doon nga yung persecution eh. Doon nga namatay yung best friend ko eh. Doon nga binato eh. Ba't ako doon pababalikin? But it was a non-issue. Pagka sinabi ng Panginoon, pag sinabi ng Holy Spirit, even if it will risk, put his life at risk, he will still go. Kaya pumunta itong si Philip sa Jerusalem, patungong Gaza, and lo and behold, anong nakita niya doon? He saw one person, just a person. Siguro kung ikaw si Philip, iniwanan mo yung multitudes mo, thousands of people listening to you, and then pupunta ka sa isang lugar na desert. At asang makikita mo doon, iisang tao. The Ethiopian eunuch. Siguro sabihin mo, Lord, ba't naman ba yan? Iniwanan ko po yung ministering matindi para lang makatagpo isang tao na to. Pero wala pong ganong klase ng complaint. And still, he listened to the Holy Spirit at ang sabi ng Holy Spirit sa kanya, lapitan mo yung chariot niya. At habang naglalakad si Philip at habang tumatakbo yung chariot, yung caravan, ay may binabasa itong Ethiopian. Actually, itong Ethiopian eunuch, he is an official in Ethiopia. No? Mataas ang kanyang posisyon, pero isa siyang eunuch. Ang tawag sa kanya is a God-fearer na may mga pilgrimages na ginagawa papuntang Jerusalem, no, para sumamba sa Panginoon. He was not a Jew. He was a particularly an Ethiopian or Egyptian or African. Negro. Itong kausap nitong si Philip. No, talagang getting out of his comfort zone. And habang bumibiyahe po yung caravan, ay narinig po ni Philip kung ano yung binabasa nitong eunuch. At ito yung kanyang binabasa. No, ito yung passage na binabasa ng eunuch from Isaiah chapter 53. Sabi dito, he was led like a sheep to the slaughter, and as a lamb before its shearer is silent, so he did not open his mouth. In his humiliation, he was deprived of justice, and who can speak of his descendants? For his life was taken from the earth. And then the eunuch asked Philip, tell me please, who is the prophet talking about, himself or someone else? Sa dinami-dami nung mababasa nung eunuch, yung pang Isaiah 53, ano? Bakit kaya nag-connect sa puso niya yung Isaiah 53? Bakit nag-connect sa kanya? Sa dinami-dami ng mga passages, habang nagbabasa siya, ito yung nikurot sa kanyang puso. Kasi itong passage na ito talks about the suffering Messiah. The Messiah that was rejected, abandoned, humiliated. The Messiah that suffered. At ang sabi dito, who can speak of his descendants? Siguro habang binabasa niyo to, alam mo yung may kurot sa kanyang puso na, sino kaya ito? Kasi para din siyang ako. I cannot even speak about my descendants because I will never have any. Because I'm a eunuch. Ang eunuch po, mga kapatid, sabihin nyo, eunuch. Ang mga eunuch po, they castrated themselves. Kumbaga, nagpakapon. Para po maglingkod sa reyna. No? Siyempre, dahil naglilingkod ka sa reyna, no, para walang anumang bahid ng malisya. Okay? So, people decide to be like that. Kaya wala nang pag-asa magkaanak itong eunuch na to. So, nung binabasa niya to, who can speak of his descendants? For his life was taken from the earth. He was humiliated. He was rejected. He was able to identify with this suffering servant. Sabi niya, sino ba to? Yung bang nagsulat nung si Isaias ba to? O he was referring to someone else? Or ano bang ibig sabihin itong mga katagang ito? Because itong eunuch na to, he travels 1,200 miles from Ethiopia to Israel just to pay homage to God, to worship God. 1,200 miles ang binibiyahe niya para lang sumamba sa Diyos. At sa kanyang pag-uwi, no, sa kanyang pagpunta sa Israel, hindi pa siya pwedeng makapasok dun sa holy place. Kasi yung Holy of Holies para sa high priest lang. Yung holy place para sa mga priest lang. Yung outer court para sa mga Hudyo lang. At yung outer court para sa mga Gentiles. Pero doon sa outer court na yon, na para sa mga Gentiles, hindi rin siya pwedeng pumasok kasi nga eunuch siya. Bawal. Kasi it's stipulated in the law na ang mga eunuch hindi pwedeng pumasok sa loob. Imagine mo, magta-travel ka ng 1,200 miles, hindi mo makita yung templo. Nandun ka lang sa gate, sa labas. Pero sa kanya, okay na rin yun. Kaya lang, pag-uwi niya, alam mo yon, parang sa kanya, ang pakiramdam, there must be something more than this. There must be more than this. I'm still not satisfied. I want more. At doon dumating si Philip. And then what did Philip do? He began explaining from the scriptures. No? Then Philip began with that very passage of scripture and told him the good news about Jesus. Isa lang mensahe ni Philip, paulit-ulit lang. It's all about Jesus. Hindi nagsasawa, hindi nabobore, hindi nababagot. It's all about Jesus. Because Jesus is the only answer. The eunuch asked Philip, tell me please, Okay. Yeah. And so, God ministered to this eunuch. And probably, isang passage ang binigay nitong si Philip kay sa eunuch in Isaiah 56 verse 3 to 5. No? Sabi po sa Isaiah 56 verse 3 to 5, okay, sabi po dito, let no foreigner who is bound to the Lord say, the Lord will surely exclude me from this people. And let no eunuch complain, I am only a dry tree. Okay. Isaiah 56 po yan. Mali lang yung passage ko. Hindi Acts 21. It's Isaiah 56, 3 to 5. No? Sabi dito, and let no eunuch complain, I am only a dry tree. For this is what the Lord says. To the eunuchs who keep my Sabbath, who choose what pleases me, and hold fast to my covenant, to them I will give within my temple and its walls a memorial and a name better than sons and daughters, and I will give them an everlasting name that will endure forever. Ito yung mensahe ng Panginoon doon sa eunuch. Na kahit eunuch ka, hindi ka na magkakaroon ng anak, sons or daughters, but I will give you a memorial and a name. Everlasting name that will endure forever. That's a message of God to those people who are feeling that you're like this eunuch na parang you've been rejected, you have been abandoned, no? Or parang you're trying your best naman to get close to God, but parang you're looking for more. You want more of God. Kaya nung marinig niya about Jesus, sabi niya, siya pala yung hinahanap ko matagal na. Siya pala yung hinahanap-hanap ko. Kaya nga, sabi sa verse 36, as they traveled along the road, they came to some water, and the eunuch said, look, here is water. No, balik lang tayo ng slide. Sabi niya, look, here is water, verse 36. What can stand in the way of my being baptized? Just go back to one slide or two. When they come, Okay, never mind. Okay. And when they came out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord suddenly took Philip away, and the eunuch did not see him again, but went on his way rejoicing. Grabe talaga tong si Philip. No? Okay, and yun yung verse. Sabi, look, here's water. What can stand in the way of my being baptized? Anong pumipigil para ako'y mabautismohan? Ang galing din, ano, kasi si yung huyunok, nung nakilala niya si Jesus, he wanted to be identified with Jesus publicly. Kasi they were a caravan, eh. Marami rin mga karwahe yan, marami mga chariots yan, no? Na nakapila. So, pinahinto niya yun, at yung kanyang mga assistant, yung mga attendant niya, huminto lahat, at nagpabautismo siya sa harapan ng kanyang mga attendant, sa harapan ng kanyang mga workers, sa harapan ng kanyang PA, sa harapan ng lahat ng mga kasama niya sa caravan, he decided to make Jesus the Lord and Savior of his life. Kasi pag tinanggap mo si Jesus, hindi mo pwede itago yun eh. Amen ba? Hindi pwedeng secret agent, ano ka, FBI? NBI? Sikreto, pagiging Kristiyano. You should be bold and brag about it. Jesus Christ. At ang matindi nito, yan sabi, when they came out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord suddenly took Philip away And the eunuch did not see him again, but went on his way rejoicing. Si Philip, kahit sino mga kadikit, natutuwa. And then Philip, however, appeared at the Sotus and traveled about preaching the gospel in all the towns until he reached Caesarea. Caesarea. Kung mapansin nyo dito, merong something dito na medyo kakaiba eh. When they came up out of the water, binautismuhan, lumubog na, no? Inangat niya yung eunuch. Pagkaangat na pagkaangat ng eunuch sa pagkakalubog sa tubig, anong sabi dito? The Spirit of the Lord suddenly took Philip away and the eunuch did not see him again. What happened here? This is teleportation. Philip was translated physically. Hindi ko alam kung paano nangyari yon, but he was transported from Gaza to Asotus, which is approximately 30 miles. Grabe, no, nakatipid sa pamasahaya, no? 30 miles? Dinagit ng Holy Spirit nung makita uli si Philip, nasa Asotus na, nandun na sa norte. And as he traveled another 20 miles going to Caesarea. Ang grabe talaga. Kapag kakasama mo Panginoon, no, he can do extraordinary, sometimes bizarre things, no? But if only, no, to accomplish the mission, God will do everything and anything possible and anything imaginable. Nung nabasa ko nga ito, sabi ko, Lord, dalhin mo po ako kung saan mo gusto dalhin. Okay, para libre aeroplano. Okay. Pero amazing, amazing lang. The book of Acts really is an amazing, amazing book. No, and how the first century Christians, no, experienced the power of God in their ministry. Kaya sabi na Panginoon, Lord, I'm with you always. Totoo yun. He will provide everything that you need and make a way so that the gospel will be unhindered. Amen. Okay. So, purihin ang Panginoon. Pwede bang palakpakan natin ang Panginoon? So, ano nangyari doon sa Ethiopian? So, umuwi siya. Umuwi siya ng Ethiopia. Pag-uwi niya ng Ethiopia, and then he started the ministry there in Ethiopia. At isa siya sa tumulong para ang buong Africa ay makakilala sa Panginoon. Ang isang kilalang-kilalang pastor na nagpastor na sa Africa, alam niyo kung sino? Mark. John Mark. He pastored the church in Africa. Okay. So si Philip, balikan natin si Philip. So, yung ministry niya impacted a whole nation. Kaya dapat mangarap tayo, sana makapag-share ako ng gospel. Hindi lang dun sa kapwa ko Pilipino, no? Sana makapag-share din ako ng ibang lahi naman, no? Makapag-share din ako sa mga Ilonggo. Ay, hindi, ibang lahi pa. Pilipino rin pala yun. Makapag-share din ako sa mga Cebuano. Makapag-share din ako sa mga Dabawenyo. Makapag-share din ako sa mga taga-tribo. Makapag-share din ako, Lord, sa mga Italiano, Hudyo, Hapon, Koreano, no? Because God wants us to share the Word of God to all the nations. Yun po ang pangarap ng Panginoon eh. Yun ang gusto niya. Yun ang tibok ng kanyang puso. For God so loved the world, so He wants the whole world to come to know the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. At alam niyo po ba ang pinakamagagaling ng mga preachers? Africans. Pagka nanood ka sa YouTube, yung mga magagaling na preacher, mga talaga mga negro. Bakit magagaling ang mga negro mag-preach? Tanongin niyo ako, bakit? Kasi magagaling yung kongregasyon. No? Pag nag-preach yung negro, talagang ano, sasabihin ng mga yung mga miyembro, "Preach it, pastor! Preach it, pastor!" Tapos magtatayo pa yun, magpapalakpakan pa habang nagsasalita yung pastor. Talagang, pag ikaw ang speaker sa ganun, talagang maiinganyo ka magsalita na magsalita. Because they were such a very lively congregation. Kaya nga, ang gagaling ng mga preachers sa mga negro. Okay. So, yon. Then, what happened pa? After 20 years, Something happened pa after 25 years, no? Basahin natin. Acts chapter 21, verse 7 to 8. Sabi dito, ang nagsusulat nito si Luke, si Dr. Luke. We continued our voyage from Tyre and landed at Ptolemais, where we greeted the brothers and sisters and stayed with them for a day. Leaving the next day, we reached Caesarea and stayed at the house of Philip, the evangelist, one of the seven. He had four unmarried daughters who prophesied. 25 years after, si Paul. Sino ba si Paul? Yun lang naman yung pumatay kay Stephen, sa best friend ni Philip. At anong ginawa ni Philip doon sa persecutor nila? Sa pumatay sa kaibigan niya. He welcomed Paul, formerly Saul, into his home. What a man and what a godly model of forgiveness. Ikaw ba, tatanggapin mo sa bahay mo yung mamamatay tao? Lalo pa, ipumatay sa best friend mo? But for Philip, he was so easy to forgive because he had been forgiven by God himself. So, tinanggap niya si Paul sa bahay niya. At ang sabi doon, he had four unmarried daughters who prophesied. Philip took care of his family as well. So, para kay Philip, mga kapatid, grabe talaga, kumalat po ang mabuting balita sa buong Caesarea because of this guy. At hindi lang ho yun. He had impact on the nations of the world because of his forgiving spirit. He was such a self-sacrificing guy. He was such a guy na who never cared who will get the credit, never cared wherever, whoever, whenever. Preaching the gospel anywhere, anytime, to anyone. He's such an evangelist. And I'm so happy and I'm so glad na ang atin pong bansa ay ipinangalan kay Philip. Amen ba? Philippines, the Philippines is named after King Philip II. And King Philip II was the king in the 17th century, no? Na talagang that was the golden years. No, in the 16th century, that was the golden years, no, ng Spanyol, ng Spain. Bakit? Kasi yun yung panahon na talagang they spread out and they bring the Christianity all over the globe. King Philip was instrumental for that. Kaya nga ang Pilipinas ipinangalan sa no? Kay King Philip. At yung Philip sa Bible, no? Pwede natin ikama din na we were named after Philip the Evangelist. Kaya nga, I believe that God has a mandate for the Filipinos. Meron po siyang mission na inilagay sa ating balikat, na kagaya ni Philip, that we will be a blessing to the nations of the world. Amen? We will be a blessing to the nations of the world. Filipinos know how to sacrifice. Filipinos know how to adjust. Filipinos know how to, you know, make the most of what's given them. We can adapt. We can adjust. Pag pumunta ka ng 1040 window, hindi ka maahalata na hindi ka taga doon. Kasi ang mukha natin, kahit saan mo lagay, no, parang babagay sa lahat eh. Yung itsura natin, mapagkakamalo mo parang Thailander, parang Indonesian, parang Malaysian, parang Singaporean, mo, parang Koreano. Hindi mo katabi mo, parang Koreano? O bukang Vietcong. No? Kasi yung mukha natin, yung itsura natin, no, kahit saan mo dalhin, tama ba? Madaling mag-adjust, madaling mag flexible ba? No, kaya naniniwala ako, no? If we're willing to surrender our lives to the Lord, God can really make something out of your life and can make your life meaningful and significant. Amen. Imagine Philip, no? Imagine Philip. He was immortalized in the Philippines. a nation was named after him. Imagine that. Imagine that. And a whole Africa came to know the Lord because of his impact. Mga tao, they want to be immortalized. May mga tao gusto, para ma-immortalize daw sila, kailangan magkaroon ka ng pelikula. Iba, para ma-immortalize ka, sumulat ka ng libro, then you will be immortalized. Sumulat ka ng awitin. No? Sabi sa PhilsCap, nung umaten kami ng orientation, yun daw song mo, kapag ka-copyrighted yan, yung song mo, 50 years after your death, naka-assign pa rin sa'yo yung copyright. Sabihin nun, talagang yung impact nun, yung influence on for so many years. No? Lifetime. Patay ka na, kumikita ka pa. Parang ganun. If your song has been registered. Okay. So some people think of that. Oh, how do you immortalize yourself? Iba, pumunta sa Kebelo o kay Kalayan para manatiling bata habang buhay. No? To immortalize yourself. What is the best way to immortalize yourself? No? Yung maipangalan yung isang kalye sa'yo? Yung maipangalan yung isang gusali sa'yo? Is that what you want? So that people will not become oblivious of you? They will always remember who you are? I think the best way to immortalize yourself, if in case, no, is to impact the lives of other people. Hindi naman tayo habang buhay na buhay dito. Hindi ka ma-immortalize dahil sa may ginawa kang art or ginawa kang song or ginawa kang book. Your legacy will live on in the lives of the next generation. In the lives of people around us who will we impact by the gospel of Jesus Christ. Kaya I pray that we will live up to our name. Filipinos, let's live up to our name. Amen ba? Let's live up to our name. We are Philips. We are Philippians. We are named after Philip the Evangelist. So we must be willing to serve. We must be willing to speak up and be willing to serve others as well. Amen? Amen po ba? Amen. Hallelujah. Nung umakyat si Jesus sa langit, palakpakan ng mga anghel. Lumapit sa kanya si Gabriel. Lord Jesus, ang galing po nang nangyari. No? Talagang successful po yung inyong mission trip sa mundo. Ayan. So, ano po, sinamba po ba kayo ng lahat ng mga tao? Sabi niya ganun, marami rin namang sumamba, pero hindi lahat. Pero, ano, sabi niya ganun, iniwanan ko naman doon si Pedro, tsaka si Santiago, tsaka si Juan, tsaka yung iba pang mga disipulo ko, sila na magpapatuloy ng ministry. Ay, ganun po ba? Ano po bang plan B? Alam nyo naman po mga tao, paiba-iba ng isip, alam nyo naman yan, mahina, marupok, pag may pagsubok, bumibigay. No, ano po plan B ninyo? Sabi ng Lord, wala akong plan B. Sila pa rin yung plano ko. Alam mo, pwede namang sabihin ng Lord na, Angel, halika. Yung eunuch, nandun sa Gaza, sa Jerusalem, puntahan mo nga, i-share mo yung gospel. Pwede namang sabihin doon sa angel, di ba? Yung angel na lang magkwento. Madali pa. No, walang gasolina, walang pamasahe, wala pang merienda. Anghel eh, diretsyon eh. Di ba, mas pwede yon kung nasabihan ng angel si Philip, na bumaba ka ng Gaza, pwede rin niyang sabihin yung eunuch na si Jesus ang tagapagligtas. Tama? Pero hindi, ang inutusan nung angel, si Philip, pumunta ka dun sa Gaza kasi kailangan may share ka ng gospel. So, kailangan pa rin ikaw. Kasi yung mga anghel, hindi nila naintindihan yung grace. Ang mga anghel, hindi nila naintindihan kung paanong patawarin kasi wala sa kanila nun. They never experienced being forgiven. Lahat ng nagkasala sa kanila, ginawang demonyo lahat. No, walang second chance sa mga angels. But we were all given the second chance. And God, Jesus Christ, had no other plans. It's still you and me. Amen? So let there be willingness to serve, let there be willingness to speak, and let there be willingness to sacrifice for the cause of the kingdom of God. Should we all close our eyes? Let's pray. Lord, thank you po sa umagang ito. And thank you for speaking to us. Marahil sa aming kalagitnaan, there are people who are like the eunuch. May mga taong bumibiyahe pa sa Manawag, bumibiyahe sa Banahaw, bumibiyahe sa kung saan-saan. Lord, but at the end of it all, there's still something missing. Marahil, Panginoon, marami meron sa aming kalagitnaan. You tried your best to get close to God, but you were shunned. You were rejected. You were outcast. You were not welcome. And you feel you're rejected. But God is here. And God wants you to know the good news. Na walang tinataboy ang Diyos. Walang tinatanggihan ng Panginoon. At marahil, you're praying, Lord, there must be more than this. There must be more than what I have right now. And you want more. And Jesus is the only one who can satisfy that need, that desire, that longing in your heart. Jesus Christ is the answer. Jesus is the good news. Jesus can give you life. Kung hindi mo patiya, kung sakaling mamatay ka, kung saan ka pupunta, Jesus is the way. And the only thing you need to do is to surrender your life to Jesus. If you want to surrender your life, can you just raise your hand? Just raise your hand. And saying, Lord, I want to surrender my life to you. Yes, I see your hand. Yes, I see your hand. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Anyone else? Pwede pong ibaba ang mga kamay? Pwede na pong ibaba ang mga kamay? Anyone else? Na nagsasabi na, Pastor, hindi ko alam kung saan ako pupunta pag ako namatay. I want to be sure that I will go to heaven. Kapatid, si Jesus ang daan, ang katotohanan at ang buhay. Tanggapin mo siya sa iyong puso. Kung gusto mo siyang tanggapin, pwede bang taas mo ang iyong kamay? Just like this eunuch, no? He allowed himself to be baptized. He made his faith public. He publicized his faith. He made other people know that he wants Jesus in his life. Yes, I see your hand. God bless you. God bless you. Pwede na mga ibaba mga kamay. Hallelujah. Praise God. Kapatid, para naman sa iba, gano'n ka nakatagal na Kristiyano? Ilang tao na ang nakakilala sa Panginoon dahil sa'yo? Kailan yung huling pagkakataon na ibinukas mo ang iyong bibig at ipinakilala mo si Jesus sa iyong kaibigan, sa iyong kakilala? Kailan yung huling pagkakataon na merong isang taong napuno ng kagalakan dahil nakilala niya si Jesus na nagpalaya sa kanya? Kapatid, if you want the anointing of Philip the Evangelist and you say, Lord, I'm so sorry, this time I will speak up. Sasalita na po ako and I will share your word. Can you just raise your hand? If you're saying, Lord, Pastor, please pray for me. I want to share the gospel. I want to share. I want to be just like Philip. I want courage. I want boldness in sharing the gospel. Just raise your hand. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Pwede bang tumayo tayong lahat?